The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the government has been accused of rowing back on plans for a radical overhaul of the household waste collection system. Consultants have been appointed by the Department of the Environment to look at the feasibility of a radical overhaul of bins, and the proposed systems would give bin companies responsibility for an entire geographic area rather than them competing for customers with each other on the same street. And joining me for more on this is Marie Sherlock, Labour TD for Dublin Central. Marie, explain the proposal of the changes and what is going on now that they aren't occurring, and indeed we're going to see some kind of a review instead.
Yeah, good evening, Ciara. Well, look, I think the first thing to say is that I know for many years in Dublin and indeed across the country, there's a massive frustration, particularly in the communities that I represent, with regards to illegal dumping, littering, waste bags being strewn open on the streets. And as I say, you know, that's not just in Dublin, it's right across the country. And you know, part of the reason for that is because we've got a dysfunctional waste system. You know, you've multiple bin companies driving past each other, driving past the waste on the street itself. And local authorities left to clean up the mess, and of course, an underinvestment in recycling and composting. So, you know, there is an issue in Ireland that, you know, Ireland stands very different to most other European countries, where you've got effectively, you know, competition, Wild West competition, if I can call it like that, with regards to multiple bin companies operating communities. And so, 8 years ago, six years ago, the Consumer and Competition Protection Authority actually identified the waste system in Ireland as being dysfunctional, being inefficient, and in need of change, that there should be a single operator across the whole of the country, or across the whole, sorry, for each local authority. Government have done nothing about it in those years. And we brought a bill to the Dáil, in February, and it was debated in July.
I don't mean to cut across you, Mary, but just for people listening, it's a genuine, honest question, why would one waste provider across each geographic area, so let's say each local authority area, be more efficient than several competing? We often hear that competition is good for consumers.
Yeah, and that's a great question. Like, ultimately, the promise of competition is that you would have effectively, you know, affordable prices, that you would have coverage across all areas. And yet we know on the ground that competition has not really worked. We've seen a dramatic increase in costs over the last number of years, and almost all of the companies with significant increases in the last 2 years alone. We see in some parts of even Dublin that you've got a near monopoly situation, particularly out in Dublin 15, where one company operates, and then where I am in Dublin Central, you've got multiple companies. And so there, and overall, I think most people would share a frustration that many of our streets are not as clean as what they should be. And so ultimately, the issue here is that we need to look at what they do in other countries. And in other countries, they have waste collection as part of their local authority services. Many have compactors, so they don't have bags outside their front doors. They have compactors where people have a paper drop system, or indeed they've got underground collection systems. And I suppose we have been saying for many years now, let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's look at what they do in other countries and do it well and have much cleaner cities. And let's try and do some of that here in Dublin. And, you know, the Dublin City Task Force, which was published just before the general election 2024, identified that a single operator for the city would be much better. And you know, directly to your question, why would it be better? Because it would mean that the local authority could have much greater control. At the moment, there's no one single person in charge of waste in Dublin. Dublin City Council do good work on our streets. They need to do a lot more, of course, but they do good work on our streets. And then the bin companies look after the private waste collection. And there's nobody overseeing it all. And with the result then that you've got huge issues within our communities with regards to when waste is collected, the bags, as I say, being strewn open on our streets. And ultimately, you know,
some more accountability and maybe more centralized responsibility in each area. And so the government are saying that they're pausing bringing about that change because they want to look into it better to see if the current system could be in some way tweaked to become better. Is that correct?
So the government actually commissioned research May last year to look at the potential for a single operator across a local authority. And, you know, we've been waiting and waiting. It was supposed to be published in spring of this year, and now we're told it's probably going to be spring of next year. And it's extraordinary that it would take that long. But I suppose more seriously, we brought our bill to the Dáil calling for an overhaul of how waste is done. I believe the minister effectively, you know, jumped the gun and effectively preempted the research and proceeded to eviscerate what we were talking about in our bill. And bear in mind, what's in our bill is in most other European cities. I think it's also important to say, Ciara, like, the reason that I have been talking about these issues for many years is, like, particularly in the likes of Stonybatter and Phibsborough and right across the north inner city, the northeast inner city, there is, you know, a real issue with regards to waste and dumping and how do we change that. And we need to have much greater control by our local authorities of how waste is managed.
And maybe a last question for you. And again, it's a genuine question, but if we were to bring this about, and I'm not in any way trying to rubbish bringing it about, if you forgive the pun, rubbish bringing this about, because I have no idea which would be better. But how would having one operator, Marie, I suppose, stop people dumping? Because if people are dumping, it's probably because they're not using any operator.
Yeah, true. So look, there's a few things here, right? So if the local authority has much greater control over waste, right, then they're able to control price. And at the moment, you know, there has been a call, as I say, going back to 2018 by the Consumer and Competition Protection Authority for some sort of price regulation. We don't have that. Number two, then, with regards to how our waste companies are performing on our streets. And, you know, I have a situation in my own community where the recycled and the compostable waste is all going into the one truck, you know, and that's wrong, you know. So so ultimately, this is about, you know, the local authority taking control of how our waste is managed on our streets, and ultimately ensuring that you have an affordable service, appropriate collection facilities. So look, somebody who's in a semi-detached house with an entrance at the side, they're well capable of having wheelie bins. But, you know, if you think of those small cottages, small houses that don't have a front or back garden, they can't take wheelie bins. And yet we have a situation because of the dysfunctional waste system whereby they're effectively being foisted upon householders at the moment, that are smaller caddy bins. But look, there's an uproar in the communities that I'm representing because, the Dublin City Council wants to get rid of bags, and I actually agree with that, but it's the alternative, it's the lack of local authority taking control of what the alternative should be and effectively devolving that responsibility to the private bin companies. I believe that's wrong. Waste is a public, you know, it's a public good. If it's done badly, it affects us all, and we need to change how it's done.
Marie Sherlock, Labour TD for Dublin Central, thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman with Kia, weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.